You're listening to Forecast, the marketing podcast for professional services leaders. If you're looking to generate more leads, win more deals, and take your firm to the next level, this show is your shortcut. And welcome back to the show. This week is the real kickoff to the podcast. Last week, we launched the show with a special audio course on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms. And if you missed that, you can get access to the entire course, including audio lessons, transcripts, and worksheets by heading over to 5leadgen.com and joining us there at no cost. That's 5leadgen.com, and you can spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works. This week, we're looking at the process of building a marketing plan for your firm. And this is a critical process because if you don't have a marketing plan in place, and by plan, I mean something that's actually on paper, unfortunately, if it's in your head, it doesn't count, then what happens is you'll keep second guessing yourself. Every day or every week or every month, you'll have a new idea that you want to pursue, and you'll be susceptible to chasing whatever the latest shiny object or the latest fad or the latest platform might be because you don't have a framework or a plan through which to filter these ideas. And this is definitely one of the challenges that we all face with the glut of information that we have access to through the internet. There is no shortage of ideas out there that we could pursue. And of course, this is the procrastination tool of choice for a lot of people, including yours truly, because coming up with new ideas and dreaming about what the future might be like is a lot of fun. And it's much more fun than the hard work of the actual execution of those ideas. But we want you to get past the idea stage to the execution stage quickly, because ultimately execution is what brings in business. And this is precisely what I help my clients do, where we walk them through a 3-step process that takes them from ideas to a complete, actionable, and concrete marketing plan that tells them exactly what to do next. And I'm going to walk you through that process over the course of the next 3 lessons. And there are 3 steps to the process. The first is the audit, the second is strategy, and the third is a playbook. We're going to get into steps 2 and 3 in the coming episodes, but today let's focus in on how to perform a marketing audit. Now, this is the step that most people like to skip because it's much more tempting to dive into the fun stuff in the strategy phase, where you're looking at things like positioning and messaging and marketing channels and so on. The problem with that is that strategy doesn't happen in a vacuum. If you're a brand new firm with no clients and no experience, then by all means, go ahead and skip to strategy because you don't have much to audit. But chances are that's not your situation. Chances are you have clients and you have an active business and you're probably doing a lot, but you want to do better. So it would be kind of foolish to ignore everything you've done up until now, both the good and the bad, and then proceed to build a strategy from scratch. Because if you do that, what'll happen is your strategy will be divorced from reality. You won't have anything grounding your plan, and you'll end up with this pie-in-the-sky marketing strategy that you won't know how to execute because it's so far off from where you are right now. And that's really the best way to think about this. The audit defines where you are right now. It paints a crystal clear picture of what's going on in your business today. And then the strategy defines what direction you want to move in. And finally, the playbook makes everything really concrete and really actionable so you can take the next step forward. So with that, let's take a look at the 5 core questions that you should be asking yourself in the marketing audit. Question number 1 is, how do you make money? Now, this sounds like a stupid question, but it's actually the most important question on this list, because before we get into all the fancy marketing strategies and tactics that are going to bring in more business for you, let's make sure your existing business model is actually working. Are you making enough money on your existing deals and engagements? Is your business as profitable as it should be? Are there ways you could tweak your business model to make it more scalable and more profitable? Now, this is one of the core challenges of the professional services business, because unlike some other businesses, after you make a sale in professional services, you need to actually do the work and put in the time. Now, traditionally, the way to scale this is to farm out the work to cheaper, lower-cost staff, and that's what you'll see in most professional services firms, but the numbers need to work out for you to do that. You need to be able to charge your clients enough to pay your staff and still have enough left over to pay the partners. But there are other models out there. Some firms prefer to stay small and to put a cap on how many clients they serve and then keep raising their prices as they get busier and keep a low headcount. And this is the model of choice for many boutique firms who don't want to be a massive operation because that often comes with massive headaches. And other folks, like yours truly, prefer to remain a largely solo operation with some support staff behind the scenes that help keep the gears turning. Whatever the model you choose, and there are many others that I haven't mentioned, just make sure it's working for you, that not only is it generating the profit that you need to make, but it's also creating a business that you actually enjoy running. So that's all I want you to do in the audit stage as far as your business model goes, is I want you to evaluate what's working and what's not working. Question number two is, who do you serve? Now, chances are you work with a lot of different clients. Some are good, some are bad, and some might be absolute nightmares. But of all those clients, there's probably a handful of them that you really enjoy working with. They're a great fit because they acknowledge your authority and your expertise, they pay the highest fees, and they tend to stay out of your way and let you do your thing. So the question is, what if you could find more of those clients? What if all of your clients were these ideal clients? Now, that should sound very appealing. And in this stage, I want you to take an inventory of the different types of clients you work with and start categorizing all your clients into buckets, and then look at how much business you're doing with each bucket of clients. And then I want you to start to think about which category you'd like to focus on going forward. And then we'll pick up on this when we get to the strategy phase. Question number three is, what do you sell? Now, let's say you meet somebody at a networking event and they ask, so what do you do? If you're like most people, you'll launch into a long, winding, and never-ending speech that starts somewhere around college and ends at the present moment, and by the end of it, the other person still doesn't really know what you do and probably doesn't care anymore, and that's a telltale sign that you don't know what you're selling. Now, you're probably sitting there and thinking, hey, I know exactly what I sell, and you're running through a list of services in your mind, but that's not what you sell. Services and solutions are not what people buy. They buy outcomes, they buy results, they buy benefits, they buy stories. The transaction might be for a service or solution, but that's not what people actually want. For example, let's say that you need to hang some paintings on the wall in your home, but you don't have a hammer. So you go to the hardware store and you buy a hammer to hammer in a nail to hang your painting. In that scenario, you're purchasing a hammer. The transaction is for a hammer, but is the hammer what you really want? No, the hammer on its own has no value to you. It's just a tool. But you need that hammer to hammer in that nail and to put that painting up on the wall. And that's what you're buying. You're buying the result. So what I want you to think about now is, what are your clients really buying for you? What result are they looking for when they purchase your service or your solution? Question number four is, how do you communicate? What messages are you putting out into the marketplace? What are you saying to prospects who land on your website to convert them into leads? What do you say in a new business meeting to get somebody to hire you? Now, if you've been in business for long enough, you've probably found that some messages work better than others. And at this stage, I want you to take stock of what's worked and what hasn't worked in your messaging. What kind of messages have clients responded well to? What's gotten their attention? What's gotten them to buy? Question number five is, how do you find clients? Now, this is a big question, and we're going to tackle it in much more detail in the next lesson. But at this stage, take a look at your existing clients and ask yourself, how did you find them? Or how did they find you? Were they referred to you by other professionals? Did they find you on LinkedIn? Are you perhaps active with your local chamber of commerce? Whatever it is, the goal here is to identify what's actually working, what marketing channels are actually delivering results and providing you with a stream of clients so we can then take those activities to the next level. So those are the five core questions that you should be asking yourself in the audit stage. Now, I could have added many more questions to this list, but when it comes to a marketing audit, I believe that the more complicated you make it, the less likely you are to actually do it, and the less effective it'll be. So that's why we've zeroed in here on the 5 core questions. Focus on those, think about them, and really start to dig deep and gain some insight into how your business currently operates. And then in the next lesson, we're going to take a look at how to take all of that data and all of those insights and bring it together into a marketing strategy. Now, if you have any questions on this topic or any other topic for that matter, you can head over to boutiquegrowth.com/ask and you can submit your questions directly to me. And if you like what you hear on the show, do us both a favor and subscribe on iTunes. That way you'll see all the latest episodes right there in your feed and it'll help more people discover the show. Finally, if you haven't joined us yet, check out our free course on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms, where I will walk you through a 5-step process to generate a flood of new business for your firm. You can get immediate access to the course and all the bonus materials over at 5leadgen.com, and you can spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in to the next lesson.